Well, Bishop Sheen tells the story of these 30 lumberjacks up in Canada who decided to go to confession after many, many years. So they all go to the church one evening and they line up in front of the confessional, and the first man goes in and he says, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 25 years since my last confession." He says, "I think I've broken every commandment." And the priest says, "Well, I doubt if you've broken every commandment. For example, did you commit murder?" And the lumberjack thought, "No, Father, you're right. I didn't do that one." And the priest says, "Well, obviously you've not examined your conscience well enough. Go back outside and examine your conscience better." So the fellow goes back outside and he sees this long line of 29 other lumberjacks. And he says to them, "It's no use tonight, boys. He's only here in murder cases." Confession is such an important and holy sacrament because it really leads us to a true life of holiness. Unlike the scribes and Pharisees that we hear about in today's gospel, who appeared religious, who appeared to be doing all of these religious things, but Jesus says inside their heart was far from God. They gave God the lip service, but their heart was far from God. They needed to clean the inside of the cup. Jesus once said that they were like whitewashed sepulchres outside the appearance of holiness or religion, but inside they were filled with dead men's bones and corruption. So confession is that such an important sacrament by which we can really look into our hearts and souls and be cleansed from the inside, to be truly transformed, to live lives of holiness, and not to fall into the trap of the scribes and Pharisees who appeared righteous and holy, but Jesus says their heart was far from God. If you look at today's gospel, it's from Mark chapter 7. And Mark, of course, is writing to the Romans, to the pagan converts to Christianity in the first century. And so he explains these different Jewish dietary laws and these ceremonial hand washings to his Roman readers. And in this particular passage, we have the scribes and Pharisees who are always trying to attack Christ. And on this today, though, they go after his disciples, because his disciples were eating their meals without doing all of the Jewish ceremonial hand washings and all of these different dietary restrictions. As you know, the scribes and Pharisees had added about 600 additional man-made laws, and they felt that if they kept these 600 man-made laws, then they would be righteous and pleasing in the eyes of God. And so they begin to attack Jesus and his disciples for not doing some of these human traditions, these man-made traditions, not washing their hands in certain ways. And then St. Mark explains some of these other things that the scribes and Pharisees would do. When they come back from the marketplaces, they purify themselves, like sprinkle holy water upon themselves, or they carefully wash their cups and kettles and utensils in a certain way, thinking that that's what would make them righteous or holy in the eyes of God, if they kept all of these external rituals and man-made human traditions. And Jesus says to them, though, he says, "Well did Isaiah prophesy against you," and he calls them hypocrites. He says, because they honor God with their lips, but their heart is far from Him. "In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines mere human precepts. You disregard God's commandment and cling to human traditions." So the scribes and Pharisees, according to the Lord, were focusing their religion upon these external man-made traditions, but neglecting the most important thing, which were the Ten Commandments: love of God and love of neighbor. In fact, those Ten Commandments can be boiled down to the two great commandments: love of God and love of neighbor. That's what counts. That's how we're pleasing in the eyes of God, by following God's commandments, especially the love of God and love of neighbor. Not because we, for example, follow these, let's say, man-made human traditions that the scribes and Pharisees had cling to, the certain ceremonial hand washings, the eating of certain foods, the rejecting of other foods. And so the Lord clarifies this again by saying, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." So Jesus here is saying it's not the food that you eat, for example, eating pork or not eating pork, or eating something kosher or not eating something kosher. That does not make you holy or righteous in the eyes of God. It's what comes out from the heart. It's what comes out from the mind and the soul. That's what makes us either holy in the eyes of God or sinful in the eyes of God. And then Jesus gives this litany of evil things that come out from the heart and from our thoughts. He says, from within people, from their hearts, from their thoughts, come all these things: unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, envy. The list goes on and on. Jesus says, these are the evils that come from within, and those defile a person. Not what they eat, but it's what comes out from within their heart and mind. Emerson once said that if we sow a thought, we reap an action. If you sow an action, you reap a habit. If you sow a habit, you reap a character. And sow a character, and you reap a destiny. Every action at first was a thought in the mind and heart of the individual. Whether that be adultery, robbing a bank, murder, whatever it might be, begins first in the heart and mind. And then, once that thought is sown, then eventually the action follows that. And then actions upon actions create a habit. Then habits create a character. And the character creates a destiny, ultimately, either in heaven or in hell. So the Lord is focusing us today in the Scriptures upon the importance of true holiness, of true righteousness in the eyes of God. And that really begins in the mind and the heart of the individual. Again, not to get caught up in what the scribes and Pharisees were doing with these 600 additional man-made laws that they had added, but to go to the heart. Were they loving God and loving neighbor? Were they following the Ten Commandments? That was the key. Were they following the Ten Commandments? Were they keeping their mind and heart pure and holy and close to God? Because the Lord says, this is what is true holiness. It is internal. It's inside. And that's what makes a person righteous or holy in the eyes of God, is what's in their mind and heart. So in the Scripture today, we should think and pray that we do not fall into this trap of the scribes and Pharisees, but instead aim for true holiness. And a good place to start is by making a good confession. When we make that good confession, we cleanse the inside of the cup, the inside of the dish, and we're then able to truly see ourselves as we are, to confess our sins, and truly to become transformed by the grace of God. So that's the best place to start, is making a good confession. We should all be going to confession at least once a month, I would say, more often if needed, but at least once a month, to truly be transformed from within. Because that is true holiness, to have our mind and heart renewed by the grace of God. God bless you.